What are the signs of the return of our Messiah, Jesus Christ? One of the signs that Jesus speaks about in today's reading from Mark chapter 13 is this: At that time, after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. Listen in as we do a deep dive on this passage. Where else in the Bible do we see a description of the sun being darkened, the moon giving no light, the stars falling from the sky? What clues can we glean about this event? What is the context of that cosmic event happening? Listen in, and we'll do a deep dive and learn more about this important sign that immediately precedes the coming of the Son of Man on the clouds. Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the New Living Translation for the Old Testament and for the New Testament. Exodus 27, 9 to 19. Then make the courtyard for the tabernacle enclosed with curtains made of finely woven linen. On the south side, make the curtains 150 feet long. They will be held up by 20 posts set securely in 20 bronze bases. Hang the curtains with silver hooks and rings. Make the curtains the same on the north side, 150 feet of curtains held up by 20 posts set securely in bronze bases. Hang the curtains with silver hooks and rings. The curtains on the west end of the courtyard will be 75 feet long, supported by 10 posts set into 10 bases. The east end of the courtyard, the front, will also be 75 feet long. The courtyard entrance will be on the east end, flanked by two curtains. The curtain on the right side will be 22.5 feet long, supported by three posts set into three bases. The curtain on the left side will also be 22.5 feet long, supported by three posts set into three bases. For the entrance to the courtyard, make a curtain that is 30 feet long. Make it from finely woven linen and decorate it with beautiful embroidery in blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Support it with four posts, each securely set in its own base. All the posts around the courtyard must have silver rings and hooks and bronze bases. So the entire courtyard will be 150 feet long and 75 feet wide with curtain walls 7.5 feet high made from finely woven linen. The bases for the posts will be made of bronze. All the articles used in the rituals of the tabernacle, including all the tent pegs used to support the tabernacle and the courtyard curtains, must be made of bronze. Mark 13, 14 to 37. The day is coming when you will see the sacrilegious object that causes desecration standing where he should not be. Reader, pay attention. Then those in Judea must flee to the hills. A person out on the deck of a roof must not go down into the house to pack. A person out in the field must not return even to get a coat. How terrible it will be for pregnant women and for nursing mothers in those days. And pray that your flight will not be in winter, for there will be greater anguish in those days than at any time since God created the world. And it will never be so great again. In fact, unless the Lord shortens that time of calamity, not a single person will survive. But for the sake of his chosen ones, he has shortened those days. Then if anyone tells you, look, here is the Messiah, or there he is, don't believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. Watch out. I have warned you about this ahead of time. At that time, after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send out his angels to gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things taking place, you can know that his return is very near, right at the door. I tell you the truth. This generation will not pass from the scene before all these things take place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. And since you don't know when that time will come, be on guard. Stay alert. The coming of the Son of Man can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. When he left home, he gave each of his slaves instructions about the work they were to do, and he told the gatekeeper to watch for his return. You too must keep watch, for you don't know when the master of the household will return. In the evening, at midnight, before dawn, or at daybreak. Don't let him find you sleeping when he arrives without warning. I say to you what I say to everyone. Watch for him. Psalm 50:1-23. The Lord, the Mighty One, is God, and he has spoken. He has summoned all humanity from where the sun rises to where it sets. From Mount Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines in glorious radiance. Our God approaches, and he is not silent. Fire devours everything in his way, and a great storm rages around him. He calls on the heavens above and earth below to witness the judgment of his people. Bring my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me by giving sacrifices. Then let the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself will be the judge. O my people, listen as I speak. Here are my charges against you, O Israel. I am God, your God. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or the burnt offerings you constantly offer. But I do not need the bulls from your barns or the goats from your pens, for all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. Do I eat the meat of bulls? Do I drink the blood of goats? Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. But God says to the wicked, why bother reciting my decrees and pretending to obey my covenant? For you refuse my discipline and treat my words like trash. When you see thieves, you approve of them, and you spend your time with adulterers. Your mouth is filled with wickedness, and your tongue is full of lies. You sit around and slander your brother, your own mother's son. While you did all this, I remained silent, and you thought I didn't care. But now I will rebuke you, listing all my charges against you. Repent, all of you who forget me, or I will tear you apart, and no one will help you. But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. Proverbs 10:29-30. The way of the Lord is a stronghold to those with integrity, but it destroys the wicked. The godly will never be disturbed, but the wicked will be removed from the land. I want to speak to you today from our reading from Mark chapter 13, and we're continuing on with Jesus' answer to the question that his disciples asked of him, what will be the sign of your coming? And he's continuing to answer that question. And I want to zoom in on verse 24. And Yeshua said at this time, he said, at that time, after the anguish of those days. The sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. So I want to do a deep dive on this. This is giving us a huge clue as to what we're going to see just prior to him coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And so we're going to see the sun darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. That sounds like a great earthquake. Now, there are some other passages that talk about this very same event and that shine some light on it. So another passage that talks about this is Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 29. Immediately after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Now, what kind of a phenomenon or an event would cause the stars to fall from the sky and the heavens to be shaken? If there were ever some kind of an event where the actual tilt or the axis of the earth were to be moved, right now it's tilted at a certain angle. And if the tilt of the earth were changed, then that would be a global earthquake. If there were a reversal of the North and the South Pole, the magnetic poles, if they were to get reversed, that could potentially cause such an event. Now let's look a little deeper and see where else this kind of an event is described for us. And in Revelation chapter 6, starting in verse 12, we're going to see the sixth seal. There are seven seals total. And in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, we're looking at the sixth seal, which involves cosmic disturbances. Verse 12, I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. And associated to that earthquake, the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. So the moon isn't darkened, the moon became like blood. Verse 13, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. And then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up. And every mountain and island was moved out of its place. So whatever is happening, it involves the atmosphere above us. And if you think of an old-fashioned blind and you pull the window blind down to block out the sun and cover up the window, and then you lift the scroll up to open the blind, it's talking about the sky being like a blind, and it's rolled up. The window blind is rolled up. So something is happening in the atmosphere. And associated to that, we have this tremendous, tremendous earthquake, and it appears that the stars fall from the sky. That's Revelation chapter 12, verses 12 to 14, the sixth seal. Now let's see if we can learn more about what this event is. And it's talked about in Joel chapter 2, we'll start in verse 9, but verse 10 is where it describes this phenomenon. So there's this army of the Lord that's being described throughout the entire chapter of Joel chapter 2. And in verse 9, this army of the Lord, it says, they run to and fro in the city, they run on the wall, they climb into the houses, they enter at the windows like a thief. Verse 10, the earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon grow dark, and the stars diminish their brightness. Now let's look in Isaiah chapter 13, and this whole chapter is talking about the day of the Lord. Now verse 10 is the verse that really describes the phenomenon, but I'll start in verse 9 for some context. Verse 9, Isaiah chapter 13, verse 9, for see, the day of the Lord is coming, the terrible day of his fury and fierce anger. The land will be made desolate, and all the sinners destroyed with it. Verse 10, the heavens will be black above them. The stars will give no light. The sun will be dark when it rises, and the moon will provide no light. So this is talking about the day of the Lord. And then I'm going to jump down to verse 13. I will shake the heavens. The earth will move from its place. Then the Lord of heaven's armies displays his wrath in the day of his fierce anger. So this event, we've learned, the sun getting dark, the moon getting dark, or turning to blood, is accompanied with a tremendous global shaking, and it is associated to Revelation, the sixth seal of Revelation. Now, here's one more clue that I'm going to unpack for you about this event and when it happens and in what context. Ezekiel chapter 38. And I'm going to start in verse 18. Now, this chapter is talking about the Gog-Magog war, when a coalition of nations from the north come together to conspire against Israel and to attack and invade Israel. So we'll start in verse 18. But this is what the Sovereign Lord says. When Gog invades the land of Israel, my fury will boil over. Verse 19, in my jealousy and blazing anger, I promise a mighty shaking in the land of Israel on that day. That's the earthquake. Verse 20, all living things, the fish in the sea, the birds of the sky, the animals of the field, the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the people on earth, not just in Israel, all people on earth, that involves the entire globe, will quake in terror at my presence. Mountains will be thrown down, cliffs will crumble, walls will fall to the earth. And so this is God's wrath, and it's associated with a great shaking, and it's associated with the Gog-Magog war, and it's associated with the sixth seal of Revelation. 3, 2, 1. Finally, there is one other passage that describes this very same event. I'm looking in Isaiah chapter 24, and we will start in verse 19. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is split apart. The earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunken man. It sways like a hut. Its transgression lies heavy upon it, and it falls and will not rise again. On that day, the Lord will punish the host of heaven in heaven and the kings of the earth on the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners in a pit. They will be shut up in a prison, and after many days, they will be punished. And here's the final verse, verse 23. Then the moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts reigns on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders. Another translation, that was the ESL. This is the New King James Version, verse 23, Isaiah 24, verse 23. Then the moon will be disgraced and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. I believe this passage from Isaiah chapter 24 is describing the very same event from another angle, and it's basically telling us that the entire earth is going to be involved in this mighty, mighty shaking, this tremendous earthquake. There are two other quick passages I want to look at that talks about this great shaking involving the entire earth. One is found in Hebrews chapter 12, and we'll start in verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth. That's at the giving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, when he spoke, it shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. He's saying he's going to do this again. What he did once before at the giving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai with the shaking of the earth back then, he's going to do it again in the future once more. Verse 27, now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, but that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So he's saying that there's going to be another great shaking of the heavens and the earth, not just the earth, but the heavens and the earth. And that very same event is described in Haggai chapter 2. This is also spoken of in Haggai chapter 2, starting in verse 6. For this is what the Lord of heaven's army says, in just a little while, I will again shake the heavens and the earth, the oceans and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will be brought to this temple. I will fill this place with glory, says the Lord of heaven's armies. So this great shaking that is coming is going to involve the entire globe. It's going to shake the heavens and the earth, not just the earth only. The heavens will also be involved. We read about how the sky is going to look like a scroll that's rolled up, like a window shade, a blind that is rolled up. So it involves the atmosphere, the heavens around us, not just the earth only. So that is a huge event. So what we read today in Mark, verse 24, at that time, after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, the powers in the heavens will be shaken. This is talking about an event that's connected to Revelation, the sixth seal of Revelation. It's connected to the Gog-Magog war of Ezekiel 38. And then in verse 26 of Mark 13, when this happens, the sun is darkened, the moon gives no light, the stars fall from the sky, the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. So these are some things to be watching for, and that's what this chapter talks about very strongly. In verse 35, he says, you too must keep watch, for you don't know when the master of the household will return, in the evening, at midnight, before dawn, or at daybreak. Don't let him find you sleeping when he arrives without warning. I say to you what I say to everyone, watch for him. So he's given us some clues. He's given us some signposts of what to watch for. And now it's on us to watch. And that's why it's so important to be watchmen on the wall, watching for the signs of his return. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom. Adonai, Panav Hilakha, Vikuneka, Yisa Adonai, Panav Hilakha.
Vayasein lecha, lecha, shahum.
The Aaronic Blessing from Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Adonai bless you and keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.